Will you join with me in a word of prayer? Thank you, God, for your holy word, for your living word. Thank you for how it comforts us and how it challenges us. Lord, you know all of the concerns on our hearts, all of the burdens that we brought in with us into this sanctuary this morning. So, God, wherever people are feeling need, I pray that you would bless them. You would bless us right where we need it most. Amen. Well, I got my very first boyfriend when I was in college. And like you try to do when you're first starting to date someone, I tried to impress him. And he went to this big mega church, you know, with one of those really charismatic preachers, kind of like Joel Osteen, those kind of guys. And even though I was a little wary of their theology, I really wanted to impress this guy, so I went along. So there we were in that big auditorium. And when it came time to take up the offering, the preacher asked us to do something strange. He said, "Take out your wallets, take out your purses. Let me see you wave your money high up in the air. And now shout out, I'm gonna get a blessing. I'm gonna get a blessing. My friends," he said, "the same measure you give to the Lord, you will receive back 100-fold. The Lord will give you increase. The Lord will give you prosperity. The Lord will give you favor. Are you ready to be blessed?"
We should do that.
Yeah, we'll try that the next two services. Well, as this was all going on, I stood there next to my boyfriend at the time, and I wondered about this preacher. I wondered, how many private jets does he have? You know, where does all this money go? Obviously, I didn't stick with that kind of church, and I didn't stick with that kind of boyfriend either. Instead, I got a special forces officer for a husband. I guess I was ready to be blessed. But there's this whole movement on social media where you post a picture of the victories in your life, whatever high you're on, and you tag it, hashtag blessed. And then apparently you get to show the world how God has blessed you. You get to show the world all your increase, your prosperity, your favor. 18 years old and got a BMW, hashtag blessed. Brand new pair of Adidas that you got to customize, hashtag blessed. Score the game-winning touchdown, get crowned in a Miss America pageant, or how about make it all the way through your freshman year without gaining the freshman 15? You are blessed. And then some of them do seem fine, like maybe these really are blessings from God, and they should be celebrated. Your kid turns 5, and you're expecting another one. You have a baby that is just too cute for words. Or you have an amazing dog. You know what? You are blessed. But there are a million posts out there of people showcasing what the blessed life looks like. And so often, it looks like happiness, health, and wealth. And then we have Jesus, who says, "Blessed are you who are poor." What do we do with that? So we just heard Pastor David read Jesus' words, and there's actually an important part right before the part he read. There's this detail that is so beautiful that I want to back up and make sure we catch it as it paints the scene. Because here is where Jesus is when he begins to speak. "Now Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all of Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place. I just love that image of God Almighty coming down to be with us, to stand on our level, not to stand above us, but to stand beside us. And then it says, then he looked up at his disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor. He looked up at his friends and said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. So you may have heard of these sayings referred to as the Beatitudes, the series of Beatitudes, like blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the poor. And you hear how each of them begins with the word blessed, because beatitude means extreme blessedness, exalted happiness, celestial happiness, which is a weird way to think of being poor. Could Jesus really have meant that? You know, this past week, honestly for me, has been a stressful one. Maybe you've had a week like that recently. Maybe all your weeks feel like that. But for me, it was just one of those weeks where I was going so fast. And then, you know, you're waking up in the middle of the night and you can't fall back asleep and your heart's pounding. And then maybe it calms down a little bit. And then it's pounding again. You know how that feels. So in the midst of this craziness, I went to the doctor's for an appointment. And it was the one moment when I finally slowed down, because what else are you going to do? You know, so when you're lying on that crinkly paper bed cover and you're looking up at that ceiling tile that's supposed to calm you, so it's painted to look like the sky, I just wanted to cry. You know things aren't right when the one moment you slow down, the one moment when you're not looking at your phone, you start to cry. That is an impoverished way to live. That's a kind of poverty. And Jesus is saying you're blessed. Maybe it's because we reach a point where all our defenses are down, all these things that we use to harden us and defend us, you know, money, projects, status, busyness. When those are gone, when we're poor, when we're hungry, when we're weeping, that's when God can bless us. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry, because you're not hardened and defended. You're softer now. When you're soft, the Holy Spirit can press into you. I don't believe it's a formula like wave your money in the air and then put it in the offering plate and you'll get a blessing from God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. No, I don't believe it's a formula. I believe it's a mystery. In the midst of our lowest times, God is present to us in a special way. So though I don't believe it's a formula, what I do believe is the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those crushed in spirit. When you pass through the waters, he will be with you. Yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with you. He comes down to be with you, to be on your level, right by your side. And standing next to us, he gives us beatitudes. Blessed are you when your job fires you because they can't afford to keep you on their insurance. Blessed are you when you're tired of caring for your special needs kid, or your spouse, or your parent, or yourself. Blessed are you when you don't know the Christian language everyone seems to be speaking, this Christianese. You, of all people, you will inherit the earth. Blessed are you when You aren't sure you should have fought in that war. Blessed are you when your teenager demolishes your self-esteem all before 8 a.m. Blessed are you when people call you girl and you're a grown woman. You will receive mercy. Blessed are you when you and your spouse don't feel love. You feel like roommates. Blessed are you when your kid is being bullied at school and your heart breaks. Blessed are you when your ring finger feels naked and your arms feel empty. You will see God. You will see God. Somehow the blessings don't stop. Whatever place that is in you that feels a little tender, feels a little raw, the Holy Spirit is pressing in. So blessed are you when that relative still isn't speaking to you. Blessed are you who keep crying 9 months after the death, a year and a half after the death, 3 years after, 5 years, 25 years after. Blessed are you when he's about to deploy for 9 months and it'll all fall on your shoulders again. You'll be filled. You will be filled. I don't know how long it'll take for those promises to come true, but with Jesus by our side, they have to. Because the worst word is never the last word. So don't get out your wallets and your purses, but do get out your baggage, all your burdens, all your junk, and lift it high up in the air. Are you ready to be blessed? Amen.